The best tea in the city.
KFM 35.9, setting up with some beautiful renditions. And the reason we did this is to flex our muscle. You know, sometimes, and that's the thing about, you know, black folk. We're too humble about our successes. Yeah, we don't want to be too proud. But sometimes you just need to let your work do the talking. All right? I mean, 4 times out of 5, how many times more do we need to prove it? Eh? The only thing that makes sense. KFM 35.9. Congratulations, Station of the Year. Congratulations, Chris Baloyi. Congratulations, Thabang Maluleke from the Kaya TV side for being the bright stars in the Liberty Radio Awards. Hmm? And congratulations to each and everyone who won. The legend, John Perlman. You remember the 25 years of democracy, the podcast that we did, the whole series that we did on air? It won an award. Congratulations. But also, let's congratulate our colleagues in the industry. I'll mention just a few. David Mashabela, congratulations, my brother, kings and queens. I mean, you've been a great companion in fighting this 9 to 12 war or battle, so to speak. But make sure that, I mean, as much as we can call it war, at the end of the day, competition is one of the healthiest things you can ever have. And we kept each other on our toes. As now he has moved now to another time slot. But it is, that's how you leave a mark. Congratulations to you, Ms. B. Bridget Masinga. That's how you leave a mark, girl, winning yourself an award. That's how you drop the mic, right? And who else? Chuchuma Khal. Stimela Samalash. DJ Fresh. Winning yet again on a different platform this time. Mushimana Motswana. No, Atamiku. Congratulations, buddy. Hey? Oh, man. I'm really excited. The Radio Awards, I mean, is like industry celebrating itself, and that's fantastic. I mean, we hardly do that. And like I said, I mean, I was nominated, I didn't win, and congratulations to the guy who won. The top 30, I think. Yeah, congratulations. And Komoto Miso, another nice try. Well done, girl. Well done with Elite Nights. I mean, you keep banging. I mean, what you had this past weekend with DJ Wandy, as well as Amanda Black. I mean, too nice. Anyway. That's just a recap of what happened over the weekend. How was your weekend? I know you didn't feel like it, but how was your weekend? The bottom line is, you're still alive, you're still here. Are you still safe? Are your loved ones still safe? Okay. I think that's what matters. Now, let's get on with week 10 of Danup Talks. This is a series, and we are two more to go. And thanks to Danup for putting this together, all right? Hashtag Danup Talks. It's a beautiful series where we talk about men facing issues, especially regarding their vulnerabilities and fragilities, okay? And today we're talking about unemployment and lack of income. I mean, think about it. The lockdown has been extended. This also means the opportunities to make money are also on lockdown. Unfortunately, unemployment was already on the rise before COVID-19. Most people surviving on peace jobs, where are they now? Stuck in their houses. They can't do anything. No jobs and no opportunities to make some money. Can you imagine what this does to the male ego and stature? Huh? We can say whatever we want to say. It is in his DNA, whether we like it or not, to provide. He cannot change that. Well, he can try. But right now, he cannot change that. No matter what we say regarding the changing gender roles in society, the inability for him to provide still makes him vulnerable. His self-respect is at stake as we speak. Don't even talk about his mental health regarding this. His emotional stability. What are you talking about this? In these testing times, men find themselves unemployed. And with extended lockdown, they have no means to make money, to put food on the table, to provide. As a man, how are you coping so far? And as men, as a society of men, as a community, how do we help each other to deal with no income and unemployment during this period? Because we know how it feels like not to be able to put bread on the table. Sisters, how you feel, like Erica Badu will say. What can men do from your perspective to overcome lack of money during this lockdown? Hashtag when a man
can't provide, as we said, the best tea in the city. When a man can't provide, what happens? Okay? Dineo Moloi Are, my man is going through difficulties at this time of lockdown. But I give him courage. That things will go back normal to normal after this lockdown. I make sure that he eats. I give him a massage every time he worries. I think he needs me and my support more than ever. And that's what he will get, my support. And this is where you sisters come in and champion on this conversation, because it's about understanding what you see and how we can try and make it bearable for this man to survive this time, your lockdown, with no income and employment. Because for a lot of men, having a job is more than just about having a salary. It is about the assumed respect that comes with it. Uban is tunes and clean, as in Pagatin. You know? That's deep. Having no income is scary. Unemployment is devastating. It's the end of the world. So think about the mental health issues that come with it. A lot of people actually end up depressed after losing their job. The psychological impact of being unemployed just becomes too much to deal with. And knowing men as tigers that they are, you can only imagine the emotional stress he's under. The unspoken emotions. These are hashtag Dunup Talks. We are in testing times. Not only men, everybody finds themselves in high unemployment. But because of this, let's focus on this gender. With this extended lockdown, he has no means to make money, to put food on the table, to play his part as a provider. And we're asking, men, are you coping? And how so far? And as men, how do we help each other to deal with no income and unemployment during this period? Please send me a voice note, 063-688-0959. You must have this saved on your phone, please. It's our Kaya FM WhatsApp line. You must use it every single time we're on air. 063-688-0959. Send me a voice note. Tell me how you're coping. And how do you think we can help each other as men to cope with unemployment and no income during this lockdown? Sisters, you too, please join this conversation by sending me that voice note, or using the hashtag when a man can't provide. What can men do to overcome lack of money during this lockdown? I have 3 teaspoons on what he can do. Join me when I do that. I hope Meds RT, it is quite simple. You assist the men with words of encouragement and also covering the payments. Remember, you need to work as a unit. No one needs to know. Only the couple and God. That's a sister right there. What say you? How are we going to survive this unemployment and no income in this lockdown? Especially if you've been self-employed. Especially if you've been hustling. Because chances are you didn't even save money, because you're always on survival mode, hoping that one day you'll start saving. But that day never seemed to come. Here are my 3 teaspoons.
Three teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
Number one, when a man can't provide, don't isolate yourself, men. Unemployment makes us feel ashamed and embarrassed, and as a result, we withdraw from friends and family. We tend to isolate ourselves. And that's the worst thing you can do. So avoid isolation, if you know what I mean. Share what you're going through, and at this point, you need all the support you can get, especially during these tough times. Number two, address the elephant in the room. This thing you're Rutatola fella, address the elephant in the room. I mean, when you can't put food on the table, you become sensitive to words because your ego is taking a knock. You can prevent this by putting your cards on the table. Speak about it. Speak about it. And most of all, be active. Become part of the solution, then withdraw to a corner. Yes, what do I mean by be active? Help out in the house. Clean, cook, do the laundry. Be the solution, not the problem. And you'll see That will help. The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on when a man can't provide the things he can do, ask for help. Men understand men. As a man, listening to another, you don't have to say a lot. You immediately understand what the other guy is feeling. However, not every man will come to your rescue when you ask for help, especially the one you thought that would be able to. Help comes from the people you least expect them to help you. And when asking for help, don't leave things hanging. Be upfront. Don't say you'll pay it back when you know you won't be able to. Just say it. Dude, this money may not come back. Why? Will be. But should I get something? Trust me, you'll get it back. Say something. Don't leave it hanging. Those are my 3 teaspoons.
Hi, Uncle T.
Ke mamme tsedi taba tsa go mama.
Ah.
Taba kwa Alex ya mfrase.
Ya stressa ne.
Ya. Lumo ke mala engle.
Na ke re ilona mint.
Hey, ke tla ira rooibos.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Ke na le options a ke re ke montlung.
Mm, of course, you got many, you can have tea, you can have whatever, whatever you feel like.
Mm. Would like you go in. Yo. Hey man.
Mm.
No income.
Mm.
No, remember, we're already coming from a high unemployment rate environment.
Mm.
Everybody has been hustling just to make ends meet. I mean, we're sitting at a third, almost a third of our population is unemployed. I mean, 29%. I mean, we're getting there, right?
Mm.
So can we imagine the stress level? And I'm particularly focusing on men because he is one of the most... In fact, if there's one person in this society who hardly speaks about his emotion and how he feels, is this man, right?
Mm.
So as a sister, as a lover, as a partner, as a colleague, how does he even begin to cope? I mean, what do you see as a solution?
If you stop thinking that I'm a man and I can't provide and I'm unemployed, stop that. Stop thinking that you are in this situation and what makes it worse is the fact that you're a man. Get up and look at yourself as a human being and say, I'm not working. Like it could happen to anybody else. It's not happening to me because I'm a man. You know, so if we start there and don't feel sorry for yourself, like there's no time for a pity party here. I'm going to give you tough love. You know, you knew the situation was bad. Let's see what we can do. Don't sit there and be and wallow in your stress of I'm a man and I'm unemployed. Go out, ask us, I'm your sister. What can I do? How can you assist me? What is it that I can do to get income? I've tried, clearly, because you are unemployed now. So ask around. Ask for people. Ask me. I mean, I'm your sister. I'm probably your best support that you'll ever get anywhere else, apart from your lover. But at this point in time, as a sister, what ideas can I give you? And trust me on this journey. You know, I'm not looking down on you. So trust me. Trust that I want the best for you.
You're more than your pockets.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying.
Completely.
Well, you're listening to the voice notes as the marathon was playing. Did you hear that sister talking about her husband and what they're going through? Actually, I want to talk to her. Chris, you need to find her. I know the voice note is there. Find her. I want to talk to her. Last tip is also coming up as we're talking about when a man can't provide. What do you do? We are living in testing times. And what if this situation doesn't change? What if the whole year is cancelled? What's going to happen? Because not only are you unemployed, your means of making money are also on lockdown. You are not coping, clearly, as a man, you're not. But have you even gone and asked other men at least for help? To assist you where they can, to make ends meet. As a woman living with this man, how do you see him overcoming lack of money in this lockdown? The hashtag is When a Man Can Provide, powered by Danup. Let's go for a break.
Hi, baby. You know,
I just want to say...
We're too long again. You're in Sizwa.
Welcome to... You know, I know it's your first time working for a station of the year.
What? You are just coming! Congratulations, guys! How do you feel?
Strayel.
Four.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Four out of the five things.
How does it feel? Oh, is it only five and you've taken four?
Thank you.
That's 80%. That's so Finge. Rude. That's so rude. Are we celebrating after this? I feel like, you know.
I am celebrating. I started celebrating from Friday.
How does it feel?
I can't know how to play super champion.
Din tataka. Is that what you're saying? Din tataka.
Hey, man, Gunji.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
So you know what? I'm going to boast, and I
please,
can.
Please, do, because you're allowed to. And may I compliment you before you boast?
Please.
Given the fact that you are a staple part of the Station of the Year, I never missed your show. Even before I became a family member, you know this. I would SMS you when your listeners make me angry and they betray you, and I leave you voice notes.
Yes.
So congratulations, deservedly so.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
To you too. I mean, it's a proud moment, and this is the thing that people don't understand and realize is that Kaya FM is competing in a space where we are competing with national stations that have multiple transmitters. We only have one.
Multiple transmitters and stately funded propositions.
They have deep pockets.
Thank you.
We don't.
Yeah.
So even advertiser doesn't put money into Kaya. That's it. There's no money coming in. One transmitter, and this is what we can do. Listen, you have to celebrate.
Exactly. And talking about advertisers, you know, and competing with commercial stations on a nation platform with stately funding, please allow me to testify. So I had a client presentation about a month ago, and literally the guy said to me, "So you know, Artie, tell me about yourself." And I looked at the team and I was like, "Are these guys selling us? Are these the people selling us?" So I concur. I can't tell you what's on the show because I think we've spoken too much already. So congratulations. Okay. I think that is the theme today. Congratulations. Let's celebrate excellence.
Please spread the joy because you are the only person who can.
No, I am. I'm going to go live for the 3 hours just to remind people. Station of the year.
Thank you.
I almost swore, but I mean, we're not like that. On air, at least.
All right, Odati. What a ball of energy she is. She's next between 12 and 3. Let's quickly go for a break. I want to talk to Pindile Zulu, the lady who sent us the voice note after this.
Take the last sip. Call 086-00-00-959.
For you to take over, but let's first start with Sis Pindi. Gunjan Wema.
I'm good, and how are you?
Wunda busy, tangi it.
Yes.
Uzulu kahle.
That's me.
Ubiza nge-number plate ke manje.
Uphi
ubaba ekhaya?
Ukhona.
Ngikhuluma naye?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Ngicela ukumambela.
All right, sure. Let's be waiting for Ubaba Zulu.
Yes, sir, how are you?
That is it.
Good job, boss.
Mkhona kunjani, but?
Not too bad.
Hey, sisiphindile yazi. Hey, wasithinta man. Hey, usithinte hayi manonini, man, kwezinye indawo, man.
Yeah, I was just listening and I heard a voice note. I was like, wow. Yeah, she's there in every step of the way.
Yeah, but that doesn't take away the fact that you are emotionally affected, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
So how are you managing your emotions in the situation like this when she is busy providing, and over and above the lockdown, you can't seem to do anything about it?
I'm strong with her support, actually. I heard earlier on you mentioned like for us not to be that stressed, we have to help in the house with the issues, cooking.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm there for her. I make sure that one is done every now and then. Whatever she does in the house, I'm there.
Oh, you're there hands on as well, because to sit back and just watch is going to even make it worse, isn't it?
It doesn't help at all, because she's got her feelings. Sometimes she feels the other way around. I have to be there to show that you know what, I feel your part as much as she does on my side.
Have you tried to reach out to Amajita?
To be honest with you, Prati, I'm not someone who has got a lot of friends, but I'm one person. I try to deal with my stuff like privately. Though I'm not saying it helps, but I'm just that person who prefers to whatever I have a problem with, I discuss with her or with my family members. But
yeah, it's not easy.
Mostly it's her all the time.
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, to reach out, because, I mean, you're going to get so many no's before you get a yes. Yeah,
you see, sometimes somebody come with, I wouldn't say negative thoughts, but from their own perspective of views, you'll never know how they experience things, you see.
And now, with all of this, and because Konamaj, I mean, there's no income. Both of you are not working purely for because of the lockdown. How are you coping?
It is very bad because we're sitting here with two kids. Every now, every day they wake up and they like Papa Slambi, the Mama Slambi. You need to make sure they eat. And we're still surviving though with the salary of end of March, but looking forward, maybe by end of April we'll be struggling paying for our house and paying maybe for our car. So we just don't know what's gonna happen. Maybe after these 2 weeks after the end of lockdown.
Which area do you stay?
I'm in Soweto.
Where?
I'm in Soweto.
Where in Soweto?
In Protea.
Oh, okay.
Protea.
I don't know if this will make anything a little bit better. Danup have asked me to give you R1,000 voucher. That you can use towards food for you and your family to, you know, to try and extend the days and make the load a little lighter.
Wow, thank you very much. Thank you so much. And I would like to thank my partner for sending this voice note. I actually always ask her to listen to the radio when you have topics like this, because I'm always listening to you. But
thank you.
I make sure all the time I listen to you from 9 to 12. I do listen to other people when they have shows, but for you, I make sure. And I would like to say thank you to Denab and Kayafan. Thank you very much. This will make a big difference to us.
I salute you, man. Like I said, keep sane. The both of you are an example of what a couple should do when they're faced with adversity like this. It's between the two of you. If the two of you agree, you will make it happen. So I hope this R1,000 just stretches a few stressful days. In fact, eliminates the stress a bit, even though it's not enough to see you through till the end of April, but it might just help. So use it, and may at least be a bit of a smile, even if it's for a few days in your household in the visit. Siyabonga.
It will, Prati. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
There you go. And we'll leave it here. We'll leave it here.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my brother. When a man can't provide, this conversation continues on Twitter. Zali Mwabi says, I will add in another 500 rands. Thank you, Zali. And Keys will see the tweet, even Danap will see the tweet, and they'll get in touch with you to make those arrangements for your offer. Thank you so much, my brother. I appreciate it. It will go a long way. Yay? Oh, yeah. What a day.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.